Ben, what's your favourite fire cooking technique?
Nothing fancy, just goat satay cooked over coconut husk flames in Lombok with a dude fanning the coals with a cardboard fan.
Okay. We'll put in the request to the people at Vivid Fire Kitchen, which is exactly what it sounds like. Vivid Fire Kitchen is a pop-up running as part of Vivid from May 24 to June 15 at the Goods Line in the Sydney CBD, and it's all about cooking with fire. Tandoor, teppanyaki, First Nations food, tender brisket, charred veggies and aromatic satay, to name a few.
With hand-fanned coconut husks?
No promises.
Vivid Fire Kitchen, proudly sponsoring this episode of Ingridipedia.
Nutella is made by Ferrero. Mm-hmm. Do you know what else they make?
Ferrero Rocher.
Correct. Kinder Surprise.
Mm-hmm.
And Tic Tacs.
What?
That's wild.
Where's the hazelnut?
I know.
Are you telling us that there's hazelnuts in Tic Tacs?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hi, you're listening to Ingridipedia, Australia's smoothest food podcast. I'm Ben Birchall and I'm joined by Emily Naismith. Hello, Em.
Hi, Ben. We're talking about Nutella. This is like a fan favourite, I reckon.
It's a cult ingredient.
Let's do it.
Let's give it to them.
Ben, are you familiar with the Madonna video clip, Papa Don't Preach?
Yeah, that one had, what was his name? The wrestler.
I don't know. All I know is that in it, Madonna wears a t-shirt with the phrase, Italians do it better.
Yeah, I remember the t-shirt, yep.
And I guess that's what I wanted to find out today. Do Italians do it better? And by it, I mean make the hazelnut spread known as Nutella. So there are tweaks to the Nutella recipe in countries all over the world. And lots of people say that the Italian version of Nutella is better than other versions.
It's like the way people say that Guinness tastes better in Ireland.
Yeah.
Which is actually true.
Is it a different recipe?
I don't.
Or it's just the weather context.
Yeah, context, weather. But also maybe, the ingredients are purer, the water's different.
Yeah.
You know.
So people say that Italian Nutella, particularly in relation to American Nutella, is darker and richer in both taste and texture with stronger nutty flavour notes. But what about compared to Australian Nutella? Where does Italian Nutella sit? So that's what we're going to compare today. So I've got a jar of Australian Nutella and I've got a jar of Italian Nutella. This was the smallest jar I could get at Mediterranean wholesalers. The key difference that I can notice straight away is that the Italian Nutella is in a glass jar.
Mm-hmm.
This one's plastic. Okay.
Yep.
Let's do a little taste test before we look at the ingredients. The Italian Nutella has a bit of wobble to it. It's easier to open.
Yeah, I found it really hard getting to the Australian Nutella I bought this week. Yeah, that's also what I did.
Also, it got some wobble to it. We'll start with Australian. Mm-hmm. We'll start with what we know. Mm. God, it's good.
It's Nutella, all right?
Yep.
It's Nutella-y.
All right. Now, Italian. I feel like it is richer. I was supposed to do this blind so we didn't actually know and we could say which one we prefer.
I think you're right, though.
I think the Australian one is like sugar hit.
Yeah.
And this is more complex.
I think the other thing that's happening is the Australian one in a smaller jar has softened a bit in the heat of the day, whereas in the larger glass jar, there's a sort of firmness to the Italian one.
Yep.
So texturally, the Italian one is kind of more pleasant.
Yes. Well, when I bought this from Mediterranean wholesalers, I asked the shop assistant, like, which one does she prefer? And she says Italian. It tastes better, but also the texture is different. It doesn't get as dry as the Australian one and as like mushy, I think she said.
Okay.
I mean, I trust her, but what do the ingredients say?
Mm.
Well, they're in Italian.
Okay.
But
all right.
What Wikipedia said was,
I know zucchero is sugar.
Yes.
So,
well, the Australian ones are sugar, vegetable oil, hazelnuts, skim milk powder, fat-reduced cocoa powder, emulsifiers, flavouring. All right. And then Italian, the percentages, hazelnuts, 13%. It's the same as Australian. 8.7%. I think it's exactly the same.
Wow. Until recently, I know that Australia was growing their own hazelnuts and had since the 1970s.
But why does it taste Nutella different if it's exactly the same?
I don't know.
Wikipedia maybe said that the Italian one has more fat-reduced cocoa powder and we have skim milk powder as like the fourth highest ingredient. This is really interesting. The plot thickens. They look exactly the same.
Yeah.
I'm tasting it again. Okay.
Is this just an elaborate ploy just to eat Nutella off a spoon all night? Okay, she's gone the Italian, now she's gone back to the Australian.
They're definitely different.
Mm.
They taste different. Italian Nutella's better. I don't know why, but it just is.
Madonna is correct. Okay, Emily, you love it when I talk about history on Ingridopedia, don't you? Civil War.
Surely Nutella wasn't in the Civil War.
World War II, the St. Louis World Fair of 1903.
Oh, that when you get that one out, I know times are desperate.
Sometimes it's worth looking at slightly more recent history.
Thank you.
Today I want to talk about the great Melbourne Nutella donut craze of mid-2015.
Okay, because this came up in our donut episode.
It did. Been running around in my head since then.
Yeah.
Because we lived through it. We were working at like a kind of city guide.
Yeah.
Job was to go and find out what was happening in the city. And something was happening in the city. We've seen trends come and go. Salted caramel, balsamic reduction, bringing Krispy Kremes on the plane from Sydney Airport to your co-workers for some reason.
I never got the Krispy Kreme thing.
I don't know. I did it once. I was like, here they are. And everyone's like, cool,
this
man
is what you do.
But, I mean, the Nutella donut craze was sudden, it was inexplicable, and it was centred around two suburbs in Melbourne that I would wager had never been at the centre of a trend before and never have since.
Mm.
Faulkner and Reservoir.
Really?
Yeah.
I still don't know where Faulkner is.
Well, Faulkner, Reservoir and Thomastown. They were the three suburbs. So I'll take you back there. And I'm going to take you from a slightly contemporaneous article from Good Food by Matt Holden from December 2015. So 6 months after the trend really kicked off. He did a really deep dive. I actually got in touch with Matt this week and we were going to have a chat, but it didn't work out. But he was happy that I had dug up his story on Nutella donuts. Okay, quoting Matt. The frenzy started back in May in the working class flatlands of Melbourne's north. Within 3 weeks of ordering 75 Nutella-filled donuts from a local baker and photographing them on Facebook, a nondescript milk bar in Faulkner called Jimmy's was selling 1,000 a day. There were queues out the door and customers sending couriers across town to get their fix. Someone even messaged from Texas for donuts to be frozen and flown there.
Oh, my God.
6 months later, the donuts are still selling in big numbers. Those people call ahead. Bulk orders come from local companies such as Ford and Holden. An architect in Melbourne wanted 300 not so long ago. Jimmy's owner, Jimmy Othman, is evasive about how many Nutella donuts he's selling now. This is 6 months later. It's still a lot of donuts, though not as many as the 3,000 he said they sold on one day at the height of Melbourne's Nutella donut bubble.
Wow.
Further north in Thomastown is Mick's Place. Mick Solomon is Jimmy Othman's brother-in-law. And the same week that the Good Food broke the story of the donut craze at Jimmy's, the local newspaper in Thomastown reported that Mick's was selling up to 4,000 Nutella donuts a day, including 4,300 one Sunday. So that's what happened.
That's wild. I can't believe I didn't go up there.
I know. I didn't either. But they sold so many donuts between basically these two milk bars in Thomastown and Faulkner, made a lot of them by a bakery in Reservoir, that they caused a national Nutella shortage.
Wow.
So this is another Good Food story from July 27, 2015 by Jane Holroyd. Ferrero Australia has confirmed that commercial size 3 kilogram plastic tubs of Nutella are out of stock, with a new shipment from Italy not due until August 7.
Oh no.
Two milk bars in Melbourne's northern suburbs are believed to have helped spark the city's most recent Nutella obsession with their chocolate hazelnut filled donuts. Mick's Place in Thomastown and Jimmy's Place in Faulkner have more Facebook fans than most people can dream of, thanks in large part to their custom-made treats. So the price also went up.
Yeah.
So that not only was there a shortage, but suppliers by mid-2015 were charging $30 for a 3 kilogram tub of Nutella, up from about $20 at the start of 2015.
They should be able to buy it more in bulk than that. You should be able to buy it in like a 20 kilo,
3 kilos, isn't
pillow or something that I would like to sleep onto.
So, I mean, the question is like, what happened? Because Nutella donuts weren't new. They're based on an Italian recipe. The same baker in Reservoir had been making them for 4 years, selling them to Milk Bar,
Was it the internet that happened?
It was Facebook and Instagram. Yeah. So it was, you know, it ticked all the boxes. It was photogenic. It was an indulgent snack.
Yeah.
As you mentioned, Nutella's like a cult thing. People love it. And it seemed to happen just as those two platforms reached saturation point. And at a time when, you know, a small business could actually get organic reach. There was a thing called the edge rank algorithm in those days where they would actually, you know, if something went viral, it went viral. These days you have to pay to go viral. Like all trends and like those platforms, it subsided and was replaced with, I guess, what, like Biscoff, that's the thing now.
Yeah.
Cake Pops, did they happen before or after? They were a thing for a while.
I think that was slightly after.
Yeah, but like whatever was next in line. And, you know, like a great wave, it crashed and rolled back into away from shore. So I thought I'd do a little quick bit of an update because we're, 9 years down the track nearly. So first of all, Jimmy's. Jimmy's has changed hands, that Milk Bar. It's still there in Faulkner, but it's changed hands. A Google review from a year ago says, no more Jimmy's donuts here anymore, even though the flashing sign outside still advertises them. The lady serving was very abrupt. I want to check in on the 3 kilo tubs of Nutella. They are currently available and in stock at most online suppliers that I could find. The cafe supplier has them for $39.99. So it's 30% more than the end of 2015, but it didn't rise as astronomically. You know, it went from $20 to $30. And in the ensuing 9 years, it's only gone up another $10. Finally, to Mix Place. And I was worried for a while because it looked like Mix Place wasn't there, but they just changed their name. They're now called The Town on Vic. Although it still calls itself the home to Mix Donuts. And do they still make the donuts?
I hope so. I hope this is why you were pathetically late today.
Emily, I was pathetically late. Because I went to Mix Place.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
And I bought.
Oh, look at them. They're so cute.
Well, this was the large one, the last large Nutella donut. I didn't ask her how many they'd sold that day. She was pretty busy. She was making a cappuccino for another customer. I love that it was a cappuccino as well.
Yes.
So I said, look, I'll get your last large one and then I'll have a few small ones as well. You take whichever one you want. I feel like we've got to sort of bust into the large one. Because I'll be honest, there was a review, a recent review that says mixed donuts used to be amazing. Now there's barely any Nutella in it.
Mm.
Heartbreak emoji. So let's see. I'm going to break it open.
There's Nutella on top, Nutella inside.
That's a pretty good amount. That's more than I would want. That's honestly, that's more than I would want. That's a good amount.
And did you get them cold?
Yeah, they just come cold.
Mm. When you bite into the center with the well of Nutella, that is living.
You know what? I find it's too much Nutella. Mm. That's why I never really went
for
the craze.
It's all over my teeth.
Mm.
Absolutely all over my teeth. But really good. I think it's the Australian Nutella though. Mm.
Look, I was ready to be disappointed by the local reviews, the fact that they changed the name. The fact that it is literally just on a suburban street in Thomastown. But I'll be honest, that's as good as any hoity-toity hipster donut place donut I've ever had.
It doesn't reach the height of the hot jam donut for me though.
No.
It's disgusting in our hot jam.
But I think that's just like the variety. I think as far as that variety goes, you know, change the name, you know, disappear into history all you want, but mixed donuts, you still got it.
Ben, have you ever used your elbows to push someone out of the way at the shops?
I don't think so.
What if there was like a huge sale on like
Nutella?
Cool guitars or like Beach Boy Dennis Wilson's Hawaiian shirts or something? Shoulder someone out of the way? Would you?
Maybe.
Okay. You can say you would.
I would.
You animal. You animal. Oh, my God. Well, maybe move to France, Ben, because you'll be amongst your people. In 2018, a French supermarket chain marked down the price of Nutella by 70% and there were riots. First of all, 70%, that's a good discount. You'd never see that here. I feel like the max we get on spreads is like 40% off. So this is almost twice that. 1 kilo jars of Nutella on special for €1.40, down from €4.50. And people flocked. And as I said, there were riots in some stores. Nutella riots. According to a CNN article, young women have had their hair pulled and old women have been punched upside the head. Quote, it was like an orgy, one supermarket employee said of the chaos. Here's a little snippet from one of the riots. Just like fully people screaming and yelling and, you know, hurting each other.
That was intense.
According to the BBC, police were called when people began fighting and pushing one another. Quote, they're like animals. A woman had her hair pulled. An elderly lady took a box on her head. Another had a bloody hand, one customer told French media. All of the Nutella was snapped up within 15 minutes and one customer was even given a black eye, the report adds. Ben, would 70% off Nutella send you into a frenzy?
I don't think it would.
Me neither, but I think 70% off peanut butter would.
Oh, yeah.
I would be scooping up all that Mavis. Get it? Yeah.
He's sharpening those elbows.
So Nutella is big news in France. In fact, France is the country that consumes the most amount of jars of Nutella per person. They love it so much that a French couple actually tried to name their daughter Nutella. But the French courts said that they couldn't because it was like opening up the child to a life of bullying. But do they know that kids actually love Nutella?
Yeah.
That's like elite god status instantly for little Nutella. They went with Ella in the end.
Okay, well, that's still nice. Okay, Emily, what do you like to eat Nutella with?
Banana. And pancakes, I would say, is my ideal combination.
Okay. Yep. Banana, yeah. Toast, pancakes, inside donuts, inside the Nutella lobster tail pastries at Mortadelli. That'd be all good, sure. But I kind of think they're a bit timid.
Yeah.
You know, cowardly. They're cowardly pairings. Even the Nutella biscuits my kids con me into buying sometimes. They're a polite wheat-based biscuit. Yawn. I think, Nutella, you're better than that. Let's find you a better partner with more flavor, more punch, more zing, a better biscuit companion, one that brings out the best in you. So, got a little taste test for you.
Yes, I can see some savory.
And I just feel like Nutella can biscuits handle savory. And yeah. Nutella, Australian Nutella needs an Australian partner. How about we find which Arnott's Shapes variety out of the ones that I've got.
Amazing.
Pair best
yes.
with Nutella.
Let's do it.
Okay, we're going to start with a classic.
Savory.
Savory.
Oh, well, they're the worst.
Savory shapes in Nutella, Emily.
I'm just going to have one because I want to get the Nutella on my tongue.
Sure.
I think you're right. The salty sweet does work. Mm. I don't usually go for savory shapes because they're a bit nothing.
Yeah.
But they're good with Nutella.
They're fine. Maybe a little timid again. Let's
go
for
the Vegemite.
Vegemite and cheese shapes.
Mm-hmm. Better. Stronger flavor.
I smashed about half a box of these last night just to see if it would work. It really works for me.
Oh, this is chicken crimpy.
Yeah, this is the last one I'm going to try.
These are already a very sweet biscuit for savory.
Can Nutella handle chicken?
I don't think this is going to work too well.
Okay.
But actually, my colleague recommends chicken in a biscuit with Nutella.
Okay, I couldn't find any chicken in a biscuit. I just had the shapes varieties available to me. Chicken crimpy. Oh, no.
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 They're too sweet and sweet.
No, but also just gross.
Yeah. Mm. I don't like that. The Vegemite ones work.
Vegemite.
Yeah, that's really rank,
actually.
And cheese
shapes with Nutella
oh.
work.
Why did you give me a chicken crimpy?
Yeah.
Why did you do that?
Really needed to push the boat out a little. Really try something. And it did not work.
No, it didn't.
I'm going to go back to these Vegemite ones. I'm sorry, Nutella.
We need to try it with Italian Nutella as well.
Yeah. Not with the chicken crimpy.
No.
You're too good for them, Nutella. I'm sorry. So that was our Nutella episode. And what did you talk about?
I compared the Italian Nutella to the Australian Nutella. I talked about the Nutella riots in France.
And I talked about the Melbourne Nutella donut craze of 2015. And then tried to find a new partner for Nutella using only Arnott's shapes.
So you can vote for whose facts you found the most interesting on our Instagram. It's Ingridipedia. I've got a little homework for you. Can you please tell your weirdest friend about this podcast? Yeah. Tell them it's the Happy Meal of the podcast world, but back when you got a toy. I think that's the best way to describe Ingridipedia.
I think so.
Ben, I can smell smoke. Did you finally kill every appliance in this studio?
No, Em, that's just the waft of perfectly smoking embers from Vivid Fire Kitchen, which is exactly what it sounds like. A pop-up kitchen running as part of Vivid from May 24 to June 15 at the Goods Line in the Sydney CBD, and it's all about cooking with fire. Tandoor, teppanyaki, First Nations food, tender brisket, charred veggies, and aromatic satay, to name a few.
That sounds a lot better than your jaffles, Ben. No offense.
Offense taken.
Vivid Fire Kitchen, proudly sponsoring this episode of Ingridipedia.